You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
That's right. I am Lance Descott, and this is The Drop Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and other major, major topics within the NHL. In today's episode, we're going to be going over the game and recapping the Blues versus the Capitals that was played on November 23rd of 2016. The Blues coming into this game had won three in a row at home and won one on the road in an impressive game against the Boston Bruins. They played bad in the first period in that game, but they remedied it in the second period, got a strong outing out of Jake Allen. Tonight, they would be going against the Washington Capitals. It would be a different story. Holtby would be in goal, and also Carter Hutton would be in goal for the Blues. One goalie would play better. Which goalie would it be? Well, let's get to the highlights and see who was able to get on the board first.
Upshaw shades him. Nicholas Backstrom surveyed. Kuznetsov off, nice pass. Ovechkin fires! He scores! Alex Ovechkin with a power play dart.
To start this game, they've been shooting low on Carter Hutton. Now this one goes upper tank. What a great setup. Back, he'll get one of the assists as he rotates it down to Kuznetsov. Couldn't find a better pass off number 92 stick. Right on the money in a sweeping motion around Parayko. And there's that top shelf shot from Alex Ovechkin. His 199th power play goal in his career. Hutton got a piece, but not enough. The Caps have the lead on their fourth power play here in the first.
Going into this game, we were looking forward to seeing Tarasenko play against his friend and fellow Russian Ovechkin, two of the top players in the league, two of the top Russian players in the league. Ovechkin would get puck in first and give the Capitals a 1-0 lead. This was 17 minutes and 28 seconds into the first. The Blues were just overwhelmed, and I'm shocked it took Washington this long to score. It was Ovechkin's 10th goal of the season, assisted by Backstrom his 13th, and Kuznetsov his 6th assist. And that was a power play goal, bad penalty the Blues took, and maybe a questionable one, which gave the Capitals a 1-0 lead going out of the first period into the second. We're hoping for a similar performance as we had against Boston, where the Blues would come out in the second period and look much, much better. Well, folks, we didn't get it. And guess who got on the board with another goal? That's right, Alex Ovechkin.
Taps it on. Kuznetsov, beautiful pass. Ovechkin blistered that one wide. Carlson for Ovechkin again. Score! If at first you don't succeed.
Yes, we are rocking the red here at Verizon Center tonight. Alex Ovechkin, what a blast. Here's a couple of looks. Starts with Barakovsky to Kuznetsov. How about this backhand pass? This one's whistled wide. The Capitals, Carlson keeps it alive from Barakovsky. And then he pounds it. East-West hockey. Look at the pass right in the wheelhouse. And the goalie, Hutton, does get a piece of that. It's amazing he got across that quickly. Alex Ovechkin's got his twig shooting tonight.
Yeah, the Blues came out looking very similar as they did in the first period. They weren't skating very much, and you could see several instances where the guys were just reaching for the puck and not skating towards it and using their stick too much instead of using their legs to go after the puck and stop people. You're not going to stop Ovechkin from where he shot this at. He shot it from the left faceoff circle, a one-timer. And I will tell you what, the only other person that I have ever seen personally that can score like that from that position so quickly, that would be Brett Hull. He was just as much deadly at that face-off circle that Ovechkin is. Just terribly dirty. You're not going to stop him. I don't think I've ever seen him stop with that shot. Carter Hutton was just nothing he could do, guys. Just nothing he could do. And the Blues fall behind 2-1 and are not playing very – or sorry, 2-0 and are not playing very good at all. The goal would be Ovechkin's 11th of the season. Carlson got his 8th assist, Burakovsky. Played very well in the game for the Capitals, got his 6th assist. That was 10 minutes and 12 seconds into the second period. And Washington takes the lead 2-0. We're looking for something from the Blues. Somebody to step up. We need our scorers to step up. And one of them would, our top scorer, Vladimir Tarasenko.
Takes a little divot as well. That first one was, my goodness, had to be 110 miles an hour.
Now the puck in front, wide open. Tarasenko gets it, and he scores as the Blues come right back. And Tarasenko with his eighth of the year, and it's 2-1.
Tired of seeing the veteran, future Hall of Fame Russian banging goal after goal here, and good effort by Vladdy Tarasenko. Your feet do the work. You're moving your feet, you're going to get chances. Behind the net, Yashkin with a nice job, and Laterra as well. Now Tarasenko comes in here, skates there, makes the move. One shot, stop, stays with it. Rebound, goal.
So 36 seconds after Ovechkin's goal, the younger Russian comes down and gets his eighth, and it's 2-1.
Well, maybe that'll...
So the Blues are starting to show a little bit of life. They're getting a little bit more pressure on Holtby, and maybe they'll be able to get something going. I mean, this was an answer goal. Tarasenko, as Penger said, was like, hey, I can't let this future Hall of Famer Ovechkin get all the goals and be the top Russian tonight. I've got to do something too. And this play was set up on some great play by Yashkin, who got his fifth assist, and by Laterra, although he didn't get assist on the goal, and it was Tarasenko's eighth goal of the year. Way to go, Vlad. It was 10:48 into the second period, just about 36 seconds after Ovechkin's. Great answer for the Blues, and the game is closer, 2-1. It would go that way through the second period. Washington still tended to carry the play. The Blues got some good plays, but they weren't able to get another goal, and Washington wasn't either, and they would go into the third period with Washington winning 2-1. Washington came out very fast. They were fast this whole game, but they came out very fast in the third period, and it would only take them a little over 6 minutes to take a two-goal lead.
Locked up with Burakovsky. Too open right now, Joe. They got to get back to what they were doing for the first 40 minutes.
Orlov, great pass. Score! Yevgeny Kuznetsov!
Another rush goal for the Caps, and this time it's Orlov joining the attack. We talked about the D being involved over 2 points per game through the first 19 so far. And look at Orlov. But watch Kuzi use his legs to burn around the D. And Perron and company are just watching. No chance for Parayko to pick him up. Look at the speed going wide. You have Parayko, you have Petrangelo. No one picks him up. Right side of the screen. Lays over a beautiful pass. Everything tonight has been tape on tape.
It was a beautiful pass, guys. I mean, it was just perfect. And Evgeny Kuznetsov gets his third goal of the year, assisted by Orlov, his sixth, and Burakovsky, who's played a very good game for the Capitals last night, gets his seventh assist, and it gives Washington a two-goal lead. The Blues just look a little lost at this point, and they would still look lost when Alex Ovechkin would get this goal for his hat trick.
I don't know, they were actually doing it today, and we could see them here at the rink. On the go, Ovechkin fires, score! A lightning bolt hat trick for the captain!
Well, you got to take all these celebrations in here at Verizon Center. Another packed house for Alex Ovechkin. Fan favorite. The hats are pouring onto the ice. We'll have a little bit of a delay here as they're going to be all picked up. What a shot. 22 seconds after the Caps had a 3-1 lead, they strike again, and it's all Alex Ovechkin. Starts on a face-off. The St. Louis Blues misplay it. Here comes OV on his left side. Bomeister tries to play it and play the pass, and that is upper tank right over the catching glove of the goaltender. And notice it's in the crux of his arm. Alex doesn't shoot for the far side. He shoots over the crux of the arm. No chance for the goalie to pick him up.
No, there was no chance at all, as the announcer said, for Carter Hutton to pick that puck up. I don't think anybody would be able to stop that. It's just another excellent shot by Ovechkin, and he's trying to outdo Tarasenko, and he did outdo him so far in this game with his third goal, gave him a hat trick. It was his 12th goal of the season, and he played well. And like I said, he's played well against the Blues the last couple times, and that goal was just about 22 seconds after Kuznetsov's goal. So Washington's looking dominant at this point. They're ahead 4-1. The Blues start to get some pressure on Holtby. It would finally pay off, but would it be enough on this power play goal by Petrangelo? And would the Blues continue to put on the pressure and maybe mount a comeback?
On for Petrangelo. 40 left in the power play. Back for Parayko. Stastny to the net, rebound, and they score. Petrangelo, a power play goal, and that makes it 4-2.
Parayko plays it over to his right after he fired a couple of bombs there from the point. And in one quick motion, Paul Stastny fires it off the far pad, and Alex Pietrangelo is there on the doorstep.
So Pietrangelo is in the right place at the right time. It may have been a pass from Stastny off the pads of Holtby. You don't know. It may have been a shot, but it doesn't matter. Pietrangelo's right there to shoot it in. And guys, hey, it's 4-2. Yeah, there's not much time left. This goal was at 18 minutes and 45 seconds into the third period. It was a power play goal. And you're thinking, could the Blues put something together? Could they make it more interesting? Well, they did, guys. From this moment on, they continue to put pressure. It was Pietrangelo's fourth goal, Stastny's seventh assist. Parayko gets an assist. Parayko played very well in the game. It's his 10th assist. Could the Blues come back even more and make this even more interesting? The answer to that question would be, yeah, they would make it more interesting.
Goal's given up now, and Yuri Laterra on the half-boards. With Perron, and now for Schwartz. Tough angle, a shot. Rebound, Perron, rebound. They score on the second chance. It was knocked in, I believe, by Tarasenko. And it's 4-3.
Blues aren't going away. 4-3. We'll keep our eye on Carter Hutton. He jumped off. He had the extra man. And you can see the battle down low. Quick little play. Short side shot by Schwartz. That's easy for me to say. And Tarasenko on the backhander. There's the shot after the first one by Schwartz, and it's pushed over to the side. Here we go.
No, they didn't go away. And even though there wasn't much time left, they put the pressure on Holtby. They put the pressure on the Capitals to get the puck out of their end. The couple last two goals, the Capitals were not able to do that. Holtby gave up some rebounds. And, you know, this goal by Tarasenko was another rebound. He gave up on a shot from Schwartz initially. And the Blues are 4-3, guys. 4-3. It was Vladimir Tarasenko's ninth goal. Perron's seventh assist. Schwartz's fifth assist. Great shot for Tarasenko to get that rebound. 19 minutes, 31 seconds in, guys. 29 seconds left in the third period. The Blues, one goal away. But they have a miracle. Would they be able to come back? Well, I'm sorry to say, no, they weren't. But I do like the effort. Let's go ahead and get to the press conference before we get into the stats and hear from Kyle Brodziak and also Coach Hitchcock on the loss, what happened, why the Blues weren't able to win the game, but also on how they were able to come back. It shows me that they're a veteran team that doesn't like to lose and doesn't give up.
Some downs already this year, and hopefully as the season goes on, we'll be able to manage the roller coaster ride a little bit better. And I think you see when we're playing well, we can play with anyone in the league, and we just have to find a way to bring that out a little more consistently.
And it seemed like among the many problems that you guys have started to sort out lately, is that the one?
Well, that's a discipline problem. So it's not role players that are doing it. We're having the same people hurt us, taking penalties. So we'll puts it in our hands. We'll have to do something. And then when we mounted the comeback in the second period, got some momentum back, we got beat up the ice on two of the rushes. We got caught on the rush and got beat up the ice.
When you get the penalties, I guess, was it just a case of spending too much time chasing the puck tonight at times?
No, I think some days you don't. They got a good team over there. Some days you're not going to have it all the time, but how you check, and when you don't use your legs, you end up using your stick, and that's what's happening. So there's too many of them early in the game. Sends the wrong message to the rest of the team.
So the Blues tried to come back after playing about 2 to 2.5 periods of not great hockey, actually not very good hockey at all, and the Capitals dominated them to where in the last couple minutes, the Blues dominated the Capitals and were able to at least try to mount a comeback and make it respectable. They did 4-3, but the Blues take it on the chin and lose to the Capitals. The Capitals improved to 12-5-2. The Blues fall to 11-7-3. The shots on goals were a little misleading. The Blues got 21 shots on goal and the Capitals got 25. But as I said, the Blues really did not put much pressure on Holtby for the Capitals, and probably about 13 of those shots were taken before the 14th, 15th minute of the third period. So the Blues didn't put much pressure on him. The power play, the Blues continue to have issues. They had 5 opportunities and only scored 1 goal. The Capitals were 1-for-4 also on the power play. The faceoffs were close, 48% for the Blues, 52% for the Capitals. Let's go back over the scoring. Ovechkin had a hat trick, his 10th, 11th, and 12th goals of the year. Kuznetsov had a goal, his 3rd of the year, and he also got an assist in the game. And also Burakovsky had 2 assists, played very well for the Capitals. Holtby made 18 saves. The Blues' scoring was came down to this. Tarasenko had 2 goals, his 8th and 9th. Petrangelo had a power play goal, his 4th of the year. Yashkin had an assist. And Hutton, there's not much he could do. Guys, he didn't play terrible. But when you look at the goals that Ovechkin scored, I don't think anybody would stop them. And Hutton was able to make 21 saves. So, guys, the Blues go 1-1 on this short road trip. They come home Saturday where they will play the Minnesota Wild at 7 p.m. And they have 4 games after that. They are at home, so they have a 5-game homestand. After Minnesota, they will play Dallas at the end of the month, then Tampa Bay at home, Winnipeg at home, and then the hot Montreal Canadiens at home before they go back on the road for 2 on the east side against New York Islanders and the New Jersey Devils. So the Blues have some tough games coming up at home. Hopefully they can start a new winning streak. Let's get back to the Scott trade and support the Blues. Get down and see a game, guys. It's fun to watch the Blues play. Hopefully we'll get some more home wins and they can start another winning streak after going 1-1 on this road trip. As always, thank you for joining me, your host, Lance Descott, on the Drop Podcast. Remember, guys, we are here after every Blues game to recap the game, have highlights, commentary, and go over some interviews also. I will see you next time after the Minnesota game. Look for the next podcast, probably on Sunday. Until next time, whether it's in life or whether you're playing hockey, stay out of that penalty box, guys.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.